Welcome to the Hard 90 Podcast. I am your coach, Zach Sorensen, helping you to prepare, compete, and progress in the mental game.
Just compete. This past week, I was reintroduced to this concept that we just have to compete. You know, we talked about this, we talked about that, we got together with some good minds in the game, good minds in meditation, just a bunch of really good minds, and we talked about what we need to do to take players from good to great to elite, and how to get them to be, you know, act basically Hall of Fame players. And we talked about some very, very important things, and I'm going to break a lot of them down in the next couple weeks. But one thing that really hit me was this: at the end of the day, we've got to get players to get back to just competing. Like, there are very, very important things, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we got to focus on this, and we have got to focus on that. But at the end of the day, we've got to get back to just doing what we all love to do, which is competing. And this really hit me hard because I've been going through this in my own life. Like, you know, as I get up there in age, like, I'm doing a pretty darn good job. Like, I'm still focusing on, I'm still knocking out my routine. I'm still getting after it. I'm getting to the gym. I'm doing the things that I want to be doing, but I'm not doing it with the intensity that I want to be doing. In fact, you know, you guys were with me on my journey a couple weeks ago when I talked about I'm in a slump a little bit. And when I say I'm in a slump, it doesn't mean I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm just not doing it the way I want to do it. And I think what I'm getting at, being fully transparent, is I'm not competing. And I'm not doing it with the intensity that I want to. So I'm not being relentless. And so when I went back to my MVP process, one of the words that I chose to put in my MVP process, and of course, you know, mental performance coaches have to do everything in an acronym, I wanted to put the word compete in my core values, and it didn't fit. So I went with the word relentless. And so when you hear me say relentless, and I love the word relentless, basically what I'm saying is I want to compete. So when I go to the gym every single day, I want to compete. I want to be relentless with the way I go about my workout. I don't want to just say, man, that was a good workout. I want to say I competed to get after it, to basically beat the guy next to me with what I'm doing, to not just get a good workout in, but to push myself to be better than myself and to be better than the person next to me. And I actually asked this question this weekend, like, when we're out there on the ball field, like, who are we competing against? Are we competing against the pitcher? Are we competing against ourselves? Are we competing against the baseball? And the answer is everything and everyone. We just are competing against everything. And so that kind of goes back to this whole idea of we're just competing against everyone, and it's okay to be in that space. Like, we live in that space of competing because that's who we are and that's how we're built. And so, you know, in my life, I'm going to dial that up just a little bit. I'm going to compete a little bit more. I'm going to be relentless with competing because I think that makes me better. And so that's the direction you're going to see me going. And if this helps you, I think that maybe that can be a little kick in the pants for you as well. And here we go, because from here on out, I'm going to be a little bit more relentless, and maybe that's the space you're going to be in as well.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Hard 90, the 90% of the game that we do less than 10% of the time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review. As always, I would love to support you on your journey to prepare, compete, and progress in the mental game. Let's team up on Instagram and Twitter at @zsorensen4. Have a good day and get in the game.